Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now with Denise Thompson, founder and CEO of Mickle Knight. I am an educator, author, speaker, nurse, and passionate about healthy living. Well, today we're going to be talking about May 8th. Remember that special day, Mother's Day? I was wondering a few questions because I was pondering, what can I do for my mom? And who is my mom? And what's going on? So a few questions I had is, who is our mother or our mom? Does she have to be blood related? Or is it anybody who loves us and raised us and had a profound impact on us and our lives? Well, in my case, my biological mom died when I was 10 months old, but I've had a bonus mom for the last several decades, and she's been totally awesome. So I know for a fact I'm going to give her a jingle on May 8th overseas to Europe just to make sure she knows I'm thinking of her on that very special day. I feel like we really need to honor our moms no matter what, because they've gone through so much. I'm just going to state a few things and then I'm going to read a few poems so you know how I feel about Mother's Day. And I hope I can trigger some wonderful memories in your brains for you to want to treasure, honor, and really pamper your moms. So one thing is to be respectful, loving her, helping her when and even before she asks for help. Appreciate all the sacrifices she made for us. If you're a mom yourself, you remember how many times a night you need to get up to take care of your baby, your young child, sometimes even your teenagers, depending on how healthy or how sick they are. But it can be an emotional stress on a mom, sometimes even a physical stress where they don't get enough sleep. And that's why this definitely fits into my category with emotional, spiritual, physical, and mental health. So I have said we need to treasure our moms, and we need to look back at how she treated us, the person who we call mom, the person who raised us. For the 2 years before my dad got remarried, it was my grandma, and I had a really close relationship with her till she passed in her mid-80s or something. That was decades ago. So it's just really amazing. Mom means a nurturing person. Dad means a nurturing person. It does not absolutely have to be blood-related, but the people who love us and took care of us, we can call them mom and dad. So for this Mother's Day on May 8th, I would like to encourage you to love your mother, whoever and wherever she is, alive or dead, does not matter. There are plenty of wonderful gestures we can do. For example, send a card, make a phone call saying, "Hey, Mom, I love you. Happy Mother's Day." Or taking her out to lunch. Or just spending some special quality time with her. I'm sure you can think of many more things you can do to maybe even rekindle some of the fun times you had as a child while growing up. The presents we give do not have to be expensive at all. I remember my dad always said, when we went to give him something for his birthday or for Father's Day or for Christmas or whatever, he said, "I love something that you have made, whatever it is. Just spending the time together was so much fun and so important to him." And he did not appreciate bought things. He wanted us to put our thoughts and efforts into doing anything, creating a poem, or whatever it was, or drawing a card, or whatever. It was just great. So for this upcoming Sunday, Mother's Day, May 8th, I encourage each one of you, or of us, me included, to reach out to someone who is or was special to us. As AT&T used to say, reach out and touch someone. I want to read a couple of poems that I found that have to do with our moms, just to give you some ideas that you can then produce something of your own. For example, one poem here says, Happy Mother's Day. And I can't read the beginning. Ha ha. Okay. A mother. All right. Anyway, her love is unconditional. Her heart has no bars. And mothers teaches her children to be confident and bold. Her special love to her children is more valuable than silver and gold. A mother picks up her children and wipes away life's tears. She chases away monsters in the night and silences their fears. A mother celebrates her children's accomplishments in life. She hurts and cries with them when life brings times to strive. A mother shares her love freely with her tender, loving way. She grows more beautiful to her children with each passing day. A mother is one of God's greatest gifts to you and me. Her love will remain locked in our heart and soul for all eternity. Another one, because I just really got into the mood of looking up some poems for Mother's Day, because I want to see if I can write my own for my mom and send it to her still overseas so she gets it on time. But just some ideas are great. This one here says, Happy Mother's Day. Your eyes, calm as leaves in the frost. Your eyes, sparked when I'm disrespectful. Your eyes, seeing through me. Your eyes, soft, gentle. Your heart, with mine always. Your heart, loving those who love you. Your heart, forgiving me. Your heart, happy, happy. Your voice, soothing my fears. Your voice, praising me. Your voice, calming me. Your voice, helping me. Another good one. Then there's one more. You are the other mother I received. Today I'll wed your son. And I want to thank you, Mom, for the loving things you've done. You've given me a gracious man with whom I share my life. You are his lovely mother and I his lucky wife. You used to part his little hand, and now I hold his hand. You raised in love a little boy. And, sorry, can't read the last line because it's printed over. But another one that I can read and that I really appreciate is, Dear Mom, I will love you forever, and forever you will be the most wonderful mother. You mean everything to me. I thought of buying you flowers in the usual way, but I knew you would prefer a forever bouquet. And flowers alone, they wilt. They don't live forever. That's something we do, memories we create, and things that are, you know, done with our hands, they last forever. Another one is, My mommy, you are my super mom in the whole world, and I'm your tiny hero who always break the rules but never across the wild borders. You always protect me with your magic touch and mighty hands. You never let me down, even if I'm so close to be terminated from the universe. Susanna O'Tam, my dearest mommy, I love you today, tomorrow, until the end. Happy Mama Day. And the last one that I'm going to read for right now is, There are angels God puts on this earth who care for us and guide us, Who can feel their love and gentleness as they walk through life beside us? They do great things for us every day. They whisper in our ears. They even hold us in their hearts when we are filled with all our fears. They are always there to give a hug and try to make us smile. They treat us with respect and love. They treat us like their child. God blessed me with an angel I'm proud to call my own. She's been with me throughout my life, been with me as I've grown. She guided me the best she can. She's taught me like no other. And I'm thankful I'm the lucky one who gets to call her mother. So, I hope this triggered some ideas in your thoughts that you would like to do for your mom or the person you call mom this weekend. If it's not on Sunday, you can do it on Saturday or on Monday. Just really think about it and treasure her for everything she's done for you and with you. Since I read a few poems, I am sure that you can come up with maybe one of your own that you really like. And I am collecting those poems. Therefore, I would truly appreciate if you were to send me your ideas or your poem that you're sending to your mom or giving to her when you take her out or whatever. Send it to me at dythomson@micklenight.com. micklenight.com, or go on my website http://www.micklenight.com, and there's a way that you can enter your email address and information and send me a message. I would really love to hear from you and learn some other ways to treasure, to pamper, to love our mothers. Also, you can send me info on my phone, 562-335-4956, by text, or give me a phone call if you want to talk to me in person, if I'm not busy with a customer, client, or something else. I definitely answer the phone, and I would love to hear from you. So let's make this an eventful year, one that we can say we truly and fully and completely treasured and love our moms. And if it's not a mom, it's an aunt or a cousin or somebody who took care of us. Let's make them feel special, appreciated, respected, and loved. So I really hope you got something out of this and you're inspired to go out and reach out and touch someone. Go maybe visit somebody in an old people's home that you don't even know, or in a caretaking home, just to be there and to say, I know you've had a tough life. You've made it so far, and we appreciate and respect. That's all I'm asking. It's not that much, and it does not need to be money. It's just the thought that counts. So having said all that, I'm going to leave you until next week. And no, next week I'm not here. I'm on a seminar. But the following week, so in 2 weeks, is going to be the next one on the 19th. And until then, I say stay happy, healthy, blessed, and empowered. And please contact me and let me know what you have done so I can put that in my memory book for another year and learn from you. All right, enjoy this day and enjoy this week and have a fabulous weekend.